Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Now let me be clear. I'm not saying dilute your message. Your big idea matters. But the difference between someone thinking, yep, got it, next, and those who wait to hear what you say next is determined by the role you stake out. So the big question is, just how do we determine that? Well, let's look in these two places. The first place to look, oddly enough, is your business model. Yep, not your story. Here's what you want to ask yourself. What is your top revenue stream? That answer is the role you most heavily want to promote. For example, for advisory folks like coaches and consultants, roles that are clear and not hypey are key here. Ninja immediately comes to mind. Don't do that. And if you work in large companies, don't sound too risky like rogue. Yeah, that's not going to end well. The second place to look is at your work itself. If you are a speaker, what kind of experience do you want to create? Describe your role using that as an anchor. Now, using the article as an example, chief architect is perfect for a former CEO with a big passion project. She had the vision and drew up the plans for others to follow. You know, it's tempting to just make up a couple of words that sound great together. Please don't do that. Instead, let's get strategic and align your role with what really matters. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.